Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's 6:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now let's check in with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP.
Good morning. We've seen recent federal funds interest rate cuts and are likely to see more following the unprecedented raises that the Fed used in 2022 and 23 to curb inflation. Well, what does that mean for the average American? As with just about anything, there are two sides to interest rates. Those who need to borrow will see some relief as borrowing rates should trickle down after a Fed rate reduction. Investors who receive interest on their cash holdings and bond investments will see less coming in because they'll be paid less interest. Personal loan interest rates have risen just less than 9% on the average at the beginning of the Fed rate hikes in 2022. It's almost 12.5% in August of 2024. We can expect these numbers to drift a bit lower as the Fed cuts those rates. Most federal student loans have a fixed interest rate. Fed policy will not affect existing loans. Private student loans may have a variable rate, so they may come down a bit as well. Mortgages have been historically low for almost 20 years. Some still enjoy a fixed interest rate of less than 3%. Earlier this year, they hit almost 8%. And by now, they're in the 6 to 7% range. We can expect to see mortgage rates on a declining trend. Who knows? But they'll probably settle around 5%, something like that, once the Fed is done lowering. Credit card interest rates are always much higher because of the risk credit card companies take to issue that credit. They skyrocketed and have come down a slight bit. They usually trickle down when the Fed lowers those rates. The best solution, don't carry a credit card balance. Save up in a slush fund to cover things that you would put on a credit card, then pay off that card immediately. Investors will see lower interest paid on bonds, CDs, and cash, so you'll make less. However, lower rates can help the stock market by making borrowing cheaper for companies looking to expand. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don Grant, CFP, for the good words. It is 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, federal holiday here in the United States, always on the fourth Thursday of November. Although, during the FDR years, he tried to move Well, he did move Thanksgiving to the third Thursday of November, trying to increase the commerce and all the shopping and all the Christmas shopping that goes on around this time of year. So he tried to get Thanksgiving moved earlier in the year, and some states abided, some states did not. It kind of turned into a little bit of a mess. So it's after after the FDR years, it's gone back to what it usually is, the fourth Thursday of November, which means it could be as early as the 22nd. Or, like this year, it could be as late as the 28th. This is the latest we can have a Thanksgiving, on the 28th, tomorrow. So, yeah, if it seems like it's taken Thanksgiving a while to get here this year, that's what's going on. It's late. Less than a month until Christmas already. My gosh. An unexpected visitor in East Wichita, gaining a lot of attention. People sharing and capturing adventures online of what they call Gigi or Gobblers or Pablo or Felicia. They're all the names that residents near Central and Greenwich are calling a wild turkey who's been roaming near the intersection for about a year now. Whatever you call him, people see the really like this turkey, has several Facebook pages and thousands of followers.
Wichita State has been ranked number one in the country for how much it dedicates for aerospace engineering research and development. The National Science Foundation says in 2023, the university recorded $327 million from funding sources. This ranking puts WSU in competition with other institutions such as Johns Hopkins and MIT. These funds were used to attract top faculty and researchers, provide state-of-the-art labs, and provide ties to industry leaders. The university also ranks number 8 for overall research and development expenditures.
A man in California who went missing a quarter century ago is discovered. His sister would not give up.
The man who vanished in 1999 from his home in Doyle, California, has just been found in a hospital 500 miles away. His sister, who never gave up the search, recently received a newspaper clipping about an unidentified and nonverbal man in a hospital. She called the Lassen County Sheriff's Office, who asked the LAPD to fingerprint the man, identifying him as her missing brother. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's coming up on 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here we are the day before Thanksgiving. Let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies through the day. As we go through our Wednesday, winds are going to be gusty too out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 49 degrees. 20% chance of some rain showers, especially later today. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, the sunrise just now beginning, just barely. And we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the east-northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. It is 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's always that time every weekday morning to get some great information from the Commodities Update with old Screwworm himself, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Wow. You know, now you're going to have that nickname hanging over you.
I know. You know, I would expect that from Steve, but not from Ted.
Yeah, I went low. I went to the low mark today. Sorry.
I'm sorry, buddy. Screwworm.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. The live cattle futures had mixed trading and closes on Tuesday. The February contract at one time had a 5-session low. The feeder cattle futures continue to find buying strength from the screwworm situation that occurred in southern Mexico. And the feeder cattle contract did not make new highs yesterday as they maintained inside trading sessions. There is yet to be any cash cattle trade in the southern plains. And lean hog futures had big gains yesterday and also made new contract highs for most contracts. At the close, Feb live cattle unchanged at 187.70. Jan feeders $2.62 higher at 258.10. Feb hogs 235 higher at 80.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
827. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures lacked any type of market-moving news as they traded in closed mix yesterday. Even the announcement of Trump's 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and an additional 10% on China in his first day of office did not wreck the markets yesterday. The ag markets do close today at their regular time and reopen at 8:30 Friday morning and close early Friday at 12:05. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat down 3 3/4 at 5:55. March corn's up 0.75 at 4:28 3/4. Jan and beans up a nickel at 9.88 1/2. January crude oil 38 cents higher at 69.15. Feb gold up $32 at 2,678.30. December S&P 5 3/4 lower at 60.32 1/2. While December dollar index is 58 cents lower at $106.38. And December Dow Jones futures up 18 points at 44,969. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone, excuse me, or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You're already salivating for tomorrow's meal right there at the end there.
I guess that's what that was. Not exactly sure what got in my throat. Might be having to think about eating that old dry turkey.
I thought maybe it was a little spare piece of yam that got in there somehow. But you never give us the sweet potato or the yam futures.
No, we don't have any of those, but we used to have potato futures years ago.
Really?
Yes.
But that,
along with egg futures also.
But that went away.
Yeah, like a lot of things. We used to have pork bellies,
well,
too.
Well, yep, yep. I like a good pork belly.
Everybody does.
Mmm, tasty. Well, I assume you got everything ready to go for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Good, good, good. And but what, you know, I heard you don't, you know, you said you don't really, you're not really a turkey guy, poultry guy. What is your protein tomorrow?
Well, we're, Patty and I, and we've done this several years now, we volunteer to help with community Thanksgiving here in Augusta. So it will be turkey and ham.
Okay. Well, good for you. And I think that's a pretty nice thing for you guys to do every year. Tom,
well, thank you.
We wish you you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. No show on Friday, so we'll talk to you again on Monday next month.
Looking forward to it, and I wish everybody else a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you, sir. That is the Commodities Update. Good stuff with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.